Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The following show may contain adult themes not suitable for children.
Shut the hell up.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk.
It does go well with a chicken.
I didn't know hanging out with you was making me smarter.
Full disclosure, Morty, it's not. Temporary superintelligence is just a side effect of the mega seeds dissolving in your rectal cavity.
Oh, man.
Yeah, and once those seeds wear off, you're going to lose most of your motor skills, and you're also going to lose a significant amount of brain functionality for 72 hours, Morty. Starting right about now.
At the club, Club 1080. Oh!
The spot, no. Quite a many days.
No peanut butter on the wing.
100 times?
More.
200 times?
More.
500 times?
Probably.
You're going with the younger, sexier beef.
You took it in the butt?
So simple, it just might work.
Hey, yeah, beautiful hair.
Hi, I'm a balloon. Bye.
A lot of milk.
You guys like sports? I have a sports update. 76-yard tutty.
Yeah. Runaway train, a.k.a. Wildebeest. Oh, wait, that's just Derrick Henry.
Great run.
He is unfair.
Like, he really is.
You mentioned this, but it's a 76-yard TD run. He runs through one arm tackle, and then he outruns
Turned on the burners.
The entire Buffalo defense.
He's not supposed to do that.
How are he legitimately probably weighs, what, 250? 255? How the hell is he running away from people like that?
I feel like every year it's like, oh, this is the year Derrick Henry is going to stop being amazing, and yet every year we're wrong.
You don't have to do that.
Well,
I've never
Tennessee is up 7-6 on Monday Night Football.
I've never seen someone that big be that elusive and that and
fast.
And that fast. I mean,
he just turned on the Jets, dude.
The closest thing that I remind of a contemporary would be Adrian Peterson, who was amazing. But Peterson, as physical as he wasn't this.
And we have another grand slam from the Red Sox, just handing it to those stupid cheating Astros. It's
good.
Great. I think that score last I checked was 6-2.
It really does suck if you're sticking around.
It's 6-0.
6-0.
If you're sticking around as a baseball fan, you have to root for the Red Sox, the Astros, the Dodgers, or the Braves. I mean, come on.
Yeah. That's why Braves are America's team.
Pretty easy choice there, Mets fan.
Very easy.
No, there's not.
Very easy.
Pretty easy.
Really?
Braves are fun.
You're a racist then. And they're a horrible tomahawk chop. Tell me that doesn't make you uncomfortable every time they do it.
Wow, we're going there, huh?
I'm going there. What do you have to say about the Braves now?
I have to say that your other options are the big money West Coast team or the two cheaters.
The Dodgers kick puppies.
Go
the
Dodgers.
Astros cheat. The Dodgers kick puppies.
Go Dodgers.
The Red Sox push old ladies over. And the Braves, you know, it's a little marginal with their...
Yeah, exactly.
But we're going Braves.
And Larry. You're supporting a guy whose name's Larry to go.
I love Chipper Jones.
How about Freddie Freeman? You can't root for Freddie Freeman?
It pains me that Freddie Freeman is in Atlanta because I would love to root for him anywhere else, but I won't.
By the way, is he choking? Not to be on sports for too long here, Mike, but have you seen that? He's 0-7 with 7 strikeouts.
In the series so far? Yeah. I haven't seen it, no. All I know is he won them the last series against the Brewers, so yeah. I don't know if choking would be a good word to use.
Also winning
the two games.
He's 0-for... Like, Freddie Freeman doesn't strike out all that much. Freeman's one of the best hitters in baseball. He cannot... They were talking about on the broadcast last night, like, everybody's like it's hard to watch him.
Well, they benched Justin. They benched Justin Turner, and Justin Turner was the Dodgers' David Ortiz. He was Mr. Postseason. They had to bench him. He's been so bad.
I wonder what they're going to do with Freeman. They might drop him down the lineup, but he can't touch the ball.
No.
Like, he can't see it. He's late on everything. It's really weird, just out of nowhere. All right. Well, anyway, there's sports.
Yeah. Sorry. But
actually, I have more sports for you.
When you see Derrick Henry running loose like that, it just kind of is, it's alarming to see something that big. It
gives you sports chub.
Well, imagine if you
It's amazing how fast he got to the end zone, too.
Well, think about it.
You see 76-yard run. It felt like he put on the Jets for maybe 1 second.
Yeah.
And then he was in the end zone.
No, it's like 60 yards of him running in a straight line. Imagine that dude being angry at you and chasing you.
I know.
Like, what would you... You just... It's like when DK Metcalf ran down Buda Baker. You can't... That's like nightmare fuel.
Could
you
trip him up?
You could. I mean, I think at that point you just throw yourself at, at a foot and hope that he trips on you.
That's, yeah. Well, that's how I would tackle anyone in the NFL. It's not like
it's true. You're not forming up.
Like, I'm not like you dominating.
Just, like, ragdoll your body towards them.
The answer to that is no. You would close your eyes and duck, and he would step over you or bounce around you.
I'd wrap his ass up.
Or he'd stiff arm your helmet into the ground even further.
Boy, some of those.
Some of his stiff arms are awesome too.
Just, it's unfair. And I think back, go look at film and like photos of him. They're like, there's YouTube highlights of him in high school. Every one of those kids that he should have been illegal. They should have just, he would have not allowed to play high school football. Take your scholarship to Alabama and just leave, because high school kids had to tackle that guy.
Hey, stop talking about sports. Though I brought it up.
And then you said that you have more sports.
I do, but I'm not going to. That will be in our next segment.
Because it's time to break. So you're going to bring up more sports in the next segment?
No, there's two things that the world should be outraged by.
Okay.
Okay. This is a tease for next segment. One is kickoff returners running the ball out of the end zone and not getting to even the 20.
Yes.
Everyone should be outraged by why this is allowed to happen. And it happens all the effing time.
Every one of those guys thinks that every time they touch the ball, they're taken to the distance.
And little do they know, don't know.
Same thing with interceptions.
Guess what?
In the end zone. You're
if
not.
You just kneel on it, they put it at the 25, you moron. So that's one.
Interceptions is the exact same thing.
There was one this week, I don't remember which game it was, where a guy got the pick in the end zone. And like it was to end the game.
Yeah.
And he ran it out, and he wound up making it to like the 26, so I guess it was worth it.
What are you doing?
I was like, what? Just lay down.
What are you, DK Metcalf?
Your second piece?
Anybody get that?
You mean just get out of bounds?
Yeah, like, what are you doing? That was the dumbest play I've ever seen.
It was ridiculous.
Really dumb.
And it almost
And he's very lucky.
Yes.
Well, they lost anyway.
Was it Swain that went over and had the wherewithal?
Okay, wait. That's too much sports.
Except you have more.
Okay, there's two things that the world should be outraged.
That's too much sports. Here's more sports.
One is kickoff returners, and two are the growing use of the swastika and the Nazi salute. And I have a story about that next. All okay, right. That's our next
I'm
segment.
Ready.
And we have billionaire news. This is The Fan.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.
On 1080, The Fan.
Double sun power!
In billionaire news, before we get to the swastika, I read today Elon Musk. You know Elon Musk?
Not personally. He's one of the billionaires I don't know, but I've heard of him.
Yeah.
I'm just happy I know.
You do have a list of billionaires that you know.
Yes. It's a short list, but it's an official
How many billionaires are there in the world? In the world.
I don't know. We could look at Forbes. Maybe 250, maybe 300, something like that.
2,755.
Okay, more than more than I would have thought.
Yeah. New members this year, 493.
Yeah, like I mean,
I'm not one of them.
Like Jay-Z ended up being a billionaire, right? I think LeBron's on the brink of it.
Isn't Jordan a billionaire?
Yeah,
Tiger's a billionaire.
Yeah, I mean, so I mean, that's a
it's super easy to be a billionaire.
That's a S ton of money, but I like how many of the, you know, when you think of like billionaire, you think of like the, you know, the Elon Musks of the world. And I would imagine that the multi-billionaires, that number is a little smaller.
Elon Musk is now richer than Bill Gates and Warren Buffett combined.
You're right the hell out of town.
Isn't that crazy?
That is crazy.
He is now worth $215 billion, and he has passed Jeff Bezos as the richest man in the world. As a matter of fact...
Yeah, they keep kind of going back and forth, right?
Well, Bezos passed him because of, well, Amazon during COVID and everything.
Yeah, because I'm looking at the Forbes list right now, and they've got... Bezos on top.
Bezos is at 198 bill.
Yeah.
And Musk 215 last I checked.
But this must not have been, because I thought they updated theirs like every day, but apparently not.
Did you know Musk founded PayPal?
I did know that Musk founded PayPal.
I didn't know that. I was reading about Musk this weekend and I didn't know he founded PayPal. Of course, I knew of Tesla and his SpaceX and all that, but
yeah.
PayPal was originally called X.com and he sold it to eBay for 1.5 bill.
Jeez.
And did you know that he had a son that died at 10 weeks old?
That I did not know.
Yeah. He had a son. He has six other kids.
Really?
Yeah.
Now, was he married before or was he just spreading it around?
No, he was married and I think...
Because he just got divorced to the...
Yeah, I want to say all the kids come from that same woman. So he had a son that had infant death syndrome, sudden infant death syndrome. And he doesn't like to talk about it, obviously, but... He has six other kids, and you don't really hear a lot about his kids, but a couple of them, are in their teens.
I didn't know, man. I just knew he had the one boy that was like X4, 19, 74,
94. Yeah, that's the new one. I think that's the only one that's with his new lady.
Yeah, but they just split up.
Yeah, Desire the 12. Oh, they split up?
Yeah, they split up.
Oh, no.
By the way, there are officially... 224 people that are worth more than $10 billion.
Oh, more than $10 billion.
Yeah, I guess.
So the new number is $10 billion. It's like the Mendoza line.
I was like, what do you define? Like, if you're a billionaire, obviously you're mega rich, but there's a huge difference between being worth $2 billion and being Jeff Bezos or, you know.
Well,
Musk.
I think it's weird to say that Musk, if he's worth $215 billion. And Bezos is worth 198. We say, oh, that's really close.
No, it's not.
The difference is $17 billion.
Yes.
It's just so weird how we talk about.
The difference in that would be like the 100th richest person in the world. That's the difference.
Yeah, right. It's crazy.
You think the guy who's, because it's the on the Forbes list, you think the guy that's sitting there at like 500 is pissed? Does he have like envy?
I don't know. If I were that rich, I wouldn't care about any of that stuff.
Well, Trump does.
Yeah, but he's an idiot.
He certainly cares where he's at on that list.
If you were that rich, would you have a bunch of kids? Like, because I feel like that changes the decision-making process, you know?
Oh, yeah, you got nannies. And
yeah, you know, I mean,
I wonder
can...
how much you're involved in the day-to-day. And
yeah, but you could still be awesome dad. And
sure.
I think I'd have a bunch of kids if I were that rich.
I'll tell you, I love my three kids.
Just keep popping them out.
I don't think I could have handled any more than that.
Yeah, but if you were a multi-billionaire,
if I was a multi-billionaire, you could the right person could certainly convince me.
Yeah, like your girl now.
That we might.
You guys would have kids if you were worth billions. So tell her to get out there and
honey, get to it.
Let's go.
We need some cash. I don't think one of my children is worth that much money.
You know, it's really sad they're selling kids off in Afghanistan. You read that?
No.
Yeah, people are being forced to sell their kids.
Well, one of the saddest things I've seen is during that the fall of it, and at the airport, you know, they had like those fences put up, and people were literally trying to just pass their kids over crowds of hundreds of people to try to get them on the other side of the fence, knowing that if the kid makes it to that side of the fence, regardless of what happens to it, it's a better life than getting left behind. And that was heartbreaking to see.
Oh wow, he caught that. Did you see that? Oh. Out of bounds. Okay, sorry. Okay, swastika.
You and the sports.
I love the sports. Big sports guy.
You love the Schwartz? What?
Schwartz.
I love Elon Musk. Not really, but
I don't.
I'd like you to... I would love him if it meant giving me some money.
Wait, before we get to swastika
news. I find him insufferable, by the way.
Who do you think would be the coolest billionaire to hang out with?
Oh, it's not even...
Would any of them?
Yes.
Who?
You can't think of one? Like right
Branson?
Yes. Richard Branson.
Yeah.
Hands down.
Seems cool.
Branson seems like that dude would be kick ass.
Maybe he's terrible.
Yeah, maybe he's terrible.
No.
Maybe Elon's cooler than we think.
No, he's not.
He did a good job on SNL.
He's not cooler than you think.
He, you know, he's...
And if it's not Richard Branson that I'm partying with, there's only one other billionaire, Jody Allen. Let's get into it, Jody.
Is she a billionaire now, I guess?
Probably, right?
Technically.
I mean, yeah, technically.
But she didn't...
She didn't
inherit his money. She just controls the estate.
Yeah, believe me, I think she's doing just fine.
But she's not a billionaire, though.
I think she's a billionaire.
I don't think she is.
I'd put on my Speedo for her.
Actually, she is. If she's the owner of
the Blazers,
she's
Seahawks,
a billionaire.
She's a billionaire.
Yeah. Jody Allen, net worth.
Let's pick up some penguin bones and some American flag Speedos and let's do this, Jody. Let's get
weird. Oh, yeah. She's worth $20
billion. See? Let's get... I want to get...
Now, how is that?
I want to get billionaire weird. Well, obviously she gets a hunk of Paul's stuff.
But I thought most of his was going off to charity.
It probably is, but she probably controls that, and she's probably giving it to the charity of Jody Allen. I know I would.
That was a catch?
I'm not kidding, man. Before I die...
What a great catch.
My bucket list, if I could put together a top five bucket list, on my top five would just to have one night of
with Jody Allen,
of seeing what a billionaire party like in Monaco is like. Is it Squid Games? Is it Eyes Wide Shut? What's happening? Because stuff's getting weird, at a type of weird that I don't think you and I can comprehend.
Kind of like this.
Crystal.
Yes.
I don't have any panties on.
There's no rules. Now, unfortunately, the creepy part is, you may have to pull the chute because that you can get into some Epstein stuff and then you're like, oh my God, I'm going to vomit. But short of that.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah, I know.
I didn't think about that.
I know. But I'm telling you, man, one of those like private island billionaire sort of retreat things, I want to know. I want to see it firsthand. And they're
better. Show up and it's like Fire Festival. You get like a piece of bread and a piece of cheese, and it's like, here's your food for the day.
Dude, I think you get like a leather corset and a bird mask and like some coupons, and away you go.
Coupons?
Yeah, coupons for different things.
Like sex coupons.
Oh. I thought you meant for like Lando Lake's butter.
Oh, that's possible. Why? It's possible. You're telling me that if you had to go experience one thing for a night, that wouldn't be
Paul and Jody Allen specifically, or just the billionaire?
That like there is a billionaire conference thing somewhere in the Swiss Alps, or it's on an island somewhere.
Like Succession.
Yes.
Succession.
Succession.
That started again last night.
And it's Adrian Brody is so good, and it is about to go.
Well, he wasn't in last night's.
No, but he's on the show. I didn't see last night's.
Yeah, this season 3.
Yeah, just
EP1.
Yeah, it's just kicking back in.
Life is better when a Succession season is running. That show's great.
You did turn me on to that. I give you full credit for it.
Great show.
And you were probably like 8 years late to it, but someone turned you on to it. But either way.
No, I was new to that part. I was one of the front runners on the Succession thing.
Yeah, you were talking about it. It took me a while to come around to it.
It was just sitting there on HBO. I'm like, I'll give this a run. And nobody was really talking about it, but I watched it, and I loved it. And a lot of people don't like it, but I think it's fantastic. And it's the same thing again this season, just, you know, a bunch of backstabbing, and they're all horrible people.
Yeah.
But I love it. Great show. Anyway, what were we talking about? Yes, billionaires.
That sort of thing. Yes.
Let's go.
I just can't think of anything that would be more interesting than just seeing what an unlimited amount of money on and no consequences to it. What that goes for 24 to 48 hours when these guys get
together. Well, you have planted a seed in my brain that I don't like.
What's that?
Well, I'm now thinking about all the Epstein stuff.
And
I feel like Allen and those bros, I feel like they were a little closer to that than we want to ever admit.
It's possible.
You know what I'm saying?
It's possible.
You get where I'm...
I did admit there may be a point where you're like, damn it, now I got to pull the chute, but.
Yeah. Well, I have swastika news, guys. I don't know why this continues to happen, but I nominate Mike to put a stop to it.
Oh, I like that.
Okay.
Mike, get on this.
Here's Mike with SportsCenter.
Sun power!
Well, we had another guy just strapped to a board and carted off the field.
Yeah, it's always,
scary.
Yeah, but Taylor,
he was not moving on the field.
No,
at all.
So we've yet to, because normally they try to give you the confirmation of, hey, he was moving his hands or he was moving his feet.
Well, I'm not listening, but just when they cut to him after the play, he was laying on his stomach and nothing was moving.
Who is it?
I don't know.
Why don't you know?
Because I'm not listening to the game.
Aren't you the sports guy? Aren't you at the sports desk?
Yes.
Thank you.
I'm not listening to the game.
It is one of the hardest things in the world.
Oh, there's the thumbs up.
There we go.
Gave him
the thumbs
up.
At least we got...
It's one of the Titans' offensive linemen.
Oh, and he had to hang loose, too.
Yeah, that's good. Because remember, if when Daryl Taylor went down, it was the Seahawks defense lineman went down yesterday with this. They said that before they even strapped him to the board, he had all movement of his extremities. And, you know, it was not necessarily, oh, yeah, just kind of...
What did he do?
He got his stinger right there. He ended up, you know, see, right there.
Oh,
there.
Luan.
Yeah. Right there.
It's Luan, yeah.
Yeah, caught him.
Ouch.
And if there's anything...
They also had his hand strapped down, so he couldn't even give a thumbs up or anything in the Seahawks game.
So I'm saying that a lot of times when you get stingers, which is like when you get hit in the neck or you get your head compressed, you'll get this awful nerve pain that shoots down your body. And it will incapacitate you to where you feel like it burns, but you can't really move. If you have anything like that, any nerves pain like that, anything involving a sore back or a sore neck like that, where they think there could be a bruised or any sort of damaged spinal column, they instantly go to the board. They don't take any chances. So it is important to remember that while those are very serious, a lot of times those are for 100% precautionary reasons. And not necessarily, oh my God, we're in the middle of a crisis here.
Well, Jason, as you know, there are racists and bigots everywhere. You played for one of them.
Yes, I did.
In your football career.
By the way, none of that shocked me.
Really?
No.
I want to, in our sports show tomorrow, I'd like a segment where you can talk about John Gruden and what happened with him.
Sure.
But in the interest of this story, I say that because I feel like there are some things that are just, even with all the bigotry that's out there, there are some things that are just no-nos, right? We know that the N-word, it's just not...
No.
It's just not used. Like, white guys can't use it.
No. And the swastika can't be used by anybody. I mean, honestly, it is probably...
Oh.
I would say in modern times, I don't think that there has been a symbol that is as universally acknowledged as just being affiliated with nothing but evil than that.
And how many times have we said on this show, you don't touch the Hitler thing.
No.
You just don't touch it.
Nope. Stop doing the, you
this
know, people,
is why,
oh, his ideas weren't that bad, or, you know. Was,
don't touch Hitler at
no,
any, on
no.
any level.
And by the way, you realize it's illegal in Germany to have Nazi propaganda. It's illegal to show photos of it. It's illegal to have the swastika.
So,
like, they don't mess around with it. They're like, yeah, no, it's
exactly.
not coming back.
And we need that here because I feel like, and even Mike, I was talking about this with Mike last week while you were gone, and Mike's like, he kind of shrugs it off like there's nothing you can do about it. I feel like the swastika / Nazi symbol / I don't know, the imagery is used an awful lot these days, and nobody seems to really be tamping it down like they should.
Unfortunately, it does feel like that is becoming
more normal.
Well, at the January 6th riots, there were people with Auschwitz sweatshirts. There. I mean, we've got at the Charlottesville rally, we saw people doing the salute, the arm raise, whatever you want to call that.
The Nazi salute.
It wasn't that I was like, I don't know what to do. It's just that I'm just tired. I mean, you see this
constantly.
Well,
we can't get tired. We have to fight, Mike. Because this story comes out of Daytona Beach, Florida. You ever been to Daytona Beach, Florida?
I have.
What'd you think of Daytona Beach, Florida?
Now, to be fair, I did not go during like a spring break sort of thing. I was there for the Daytona 500, believe it or not.
Oh, dear.
Well, might as well be spring break then.
It's a much older...
Yeah, it's like white trash spring break?
Yeah, there you go.
or older people white trash spring break?
Yeah. It was... so that's why I said I don't know if I have necessarily a fair view of it. Let's just say, if you went there, it's not like you'd be like, hey, you know where we want to go next year? Daytona Beach. Yeah, probably not.
So this was at Biketoberfest?
That doesn't surprise me at all. Think like Sturgis, but down in Florida. Huge biker community in Florida.
And this woman was identified only as Jenny, but she was a vendor at Biketoberfest.
Jenny.
Jenny. And she was selling hats featuring Nazi symbols.
Oh boy.
This is an annual massive. Apparently, it's huge. Yeah. It's a biker rally.
Yeah, they're all over the place down in Florida.
It's like hundreds of thousands.
Huh?
And the items sold. I guess a bunch of people got pissed about it. Thankfully, because this is what I think needs to happen. You got to confront this crap.
Yeah.
And they went down there and like got mad at her, and this is why it's become this big. News story, but
oh, yeah, I see it right here.
Yeah, she was just selling that as part of the.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, what the hell?
Yeah, that's.
How is that even allowed to be down there?
Well, she probably lied about what she was selling if she had to, like, have application.
And unfortunately, my guess is in certain societies and biker, not all, but
here's
some,
the problem.
Some biker gangs, that is probably something that people would buy.
But wouldn't it be one thing if she was down there selling that stuff and nobody was buying it? People are buying it.
Yeah. Like that lady in Nashville that was selling the vaccine things, but with the Jewish star logo.
So she was out on the back deck of a bar called Froggies.
Yeah.
Selling it. Just
selling this.
And the owner finally removed her. And the owner said that.
He wasn't aware?
He didn't know.
Sure.
Yeah. Okay, I don't buy that.
He said, that's not what I am.
Of course.
That's not the way we think here at Froggies.
It's never what anyone
thinks.
Only
when we get really drunk.
Yes.
Which is every night, but.
It is amazing that is
for the
becoming,
sake of this news story.
Yeah, oh yeah, for the sake of the news story.
We don't.
And then he goes to the patrons. Don't worry, guys. As soon as all the cameras leave,
I saved hats for all of you.
We'll
but see,
be right back.
The other thing is, like, people are like, First Amendment rights. You know,
yeah,
like that's no, that's wrong too.
It is a sobering, and I'm dead serious about this. I wonder how many of the people that buy that total horse crap that support that actually have any clue of what have they ever read a history book? Have they done any sort of looking whatsoever?
No.
I just refuse to believe, no matter how filled with hate you are, that you could actually do any sort of dive into what that actually was and then decide that that's what you're signing up for. I think that number is infinitely small. I just think you have a bunch of ignorant, dumb, angry, misled people.
Wasn't there that story? I don't know, Texas, I think, the school where they were trying to put a book in about the Holocaust, and they said, if you want this book to be part of the curriculum, you need a book of opposing viewpoints.
Yes.
Yeah.
We talked about that. Was that last
Did
week?
Did we
too?
Talk about that?
Man,
I thought I just saw it on Twitter. I
think we talked about that here. Yes, we got to have the opposing viewpoint of. The Holocaust?
Of the Holocaust?
Yeah, someone's saying, I'm sure the stuff she was selling was taken out of context.
Yeah, that's a joke, I think. Yeah, I think he's joking.
No, I know. That's what I'm saying.
But let's call your friend Mark Scholl. Maybe he has some thoughts on this.
Boy, after what
Should
I've
we get
heard,
him on the horn?
I don't think you want to know what he...
Your buddy that you hang out with at parties?
I don't think you want to know what that guy has to say. All I know is, like, if you go over to Germany, you will see none of that. They have put the... That thing is kaput. That does not fly there.
Yeah, exactly.
Anywhere.
Because it's hate speech. It's not First Amendment right. Like, God, these people are so stupid.
Yeah.
Drives me crazy. And I think I just.
Hate
I don't
speech
know.
Doesn't do enough for that. I think that's a whole different level.
Yeah. I just feel like. I feel like it's happening more and more.
It does feel that way. And that is a very, very
unfortunate.
Sad thing. Well, I think the further you get away from it, too, and the less that people actually look into it. You know, I think there's an idea of it just kind of, it becomes a rebellious thing. It becomes a countercultural thing.
It doesn't help that, at least, you know, for Jewish people are hated anyway.
Yeah.
So, like, it's easy just to be like, the Holocaust. Yeah. It was just the Jews and the gypsies and a couple other groups. Like, who cares? Mm. You know, and it's like, imagine if it was Christians who were killed in the millions. Yeah, you think we'd still be seeing Nazi propaganda?
It's just funny how sometimes we can get it to where it's like, it's underground. Like, you're always going to have people that think these things, mm-hmm. but they're not so outward about it because they know it's wrong. And then we just get in other times where
people are getting
brave. It's just out. Yes. Yeah. It's just out there. Like, where did this happen?
It always baffles me when you have these political protests, and I don't care what side you're on. Again, be whatever side you want. But I am stunned.
Can we just don't be a Nazi, okay?
I'm stunned at how many times when you scroll through the crowd and you see these sorts of things, and you're like, man.
Yeah.
And you would think if you were on the other side and you were at that, right? Like, if I was at a cause that I believed in, and I'm out there and I got my little flag and I'm going to protest, and the doucher next to me is wearing Nazi crap and he's on my side, I'm kicking that dude in the balls. Like, why would you want that to be on your side? And I get that not everyone on that side is that, but how the hell are you allowing those people to co-op your cause?
I have death news.
By the way, Taylor Lewan, just being evaluated for a concussion, has movement in all of his extremities.
There we go. And we've got balloon news. We had something cool happen today at the hospital.
Oh, yeah. Well, we got to talk to John about that.
Yeah.
Because he was on the news.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'll spare you death news. No, I won't. I'll just tell you. The head zookeeper at Tiger King thing?
Yeah.
Dead.
Oh. Tiger attack?
No. Booze.
Oh, wow.
He drank himself to death.
I was going to say, I was guessing meth, but...
Eric Cowie? He was the guy with the long hair in the show that actually seemed like he cared.
Yeah.
Remember that guy?
I do. He drank
seemed
himself.
Like he was a good dude. Yeah, he drank himself to death. All right, John has a lot to discuss with us. His coach is out. You know?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. What do you mean, oh, yeah? That's like the big story of the day.
I was like, I don't think my brother is playing right now. And then I was like, oh, yeah.
And we have Jesse news next on The Fan.
Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6'6" and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to be.
Take that for data.
This is Mailing It In with Big John Sakanik on Big 1080 The Fan.
All right, Ducks Round Table is coming up next. There he is, right there.
Dusty's back to round table.
He's got his mask on. Dusty out there grinding outside the window. Here's Sean. Hello. Lots to talk about.
What's up?
Hey.
What's up, gentlemen?
Hey. How you feel about Rolovich?
I think it's a shame. I think it's incredibly selfish of him. And, I mean, you know, Jay, you've been in that locker room. And I literally have been in that locker room. And the coaches, I mean, coaches are all the same, right? They preach accountability and being selfless and putting the team above the individual and do what's right for the team. And I'm sure he preached that to those kids. And in my opinion, then did the exact opposite and made a selfish decision and got fired. And regardless of what you think of mandates, this was 100% on him. This is his fault. And it sucks. If I was in that locker room, I'd be pissed. I'd be pissed at him. Despite, I played for coaches I loved, and I'm sure those kids loved him. That's what you hear out of there. But for him to do that to this team, I just think that sucks. And I'd be pissed at him. And having been in that locker room, I feel for those kids. I think it's awful. But I don't know that given the again, whatever you feel about mandates is up to you. Given the circumstances, everybody in the state had to play by the same rules, and he chose not to. And I think it sucks for the kids.
And it sounds like all along he knew that this was the outcome and was prepared for it.
Yeah, I guess I was reading some stuff tonight, and they said, the AD said, we were very clear with what was going to happen, and he had every chance to fix this. And he chose not to. And to be honest, he was kind of an ass about it, if you want my opinion, just his defiance and his refusing to acknowledge it. And I just think when you go in that locker room and you talk to those kids, or you go recruiting and you sell a bill of goods, you know, about a university and accountability and those things, and then you do this and leave them all in a lurch. I mean, think about what people, like, four coaches got fired today too, but all of those coaches are going to get fired because they're going to hire somebody else And when you hire a new coach, they're going to clean house. And so every single person on that staff today that got vaccinated is probably out of a job at the end of the year because of one selfish decision by the coach. And this is a dark day for WSU. It really sucks.
And you're a man of faith. Isn't it kind of a BS thing that he applied for this religious exemption when everybody knows that
yes, my own opinion, yes. And all I can go off of is, you know, I don't know what his faith is, and I don't know what he purports to believe.
He used that just to try to get to keep his job.
Every single major religion has come out publicly and said there is no religious reason for a vaccine, for an exception. There isn't one. And in fact, most major religions are encouraging people to get vaccinated. So, I do think it's total bunk, and I think it's crap that he tried to play that card.
Exactly.
And use religion as a shield. I think that's total crap. And again, I've sat in that locker room and played for coaches. It sucks to play college football. It's hard. They make you – it is hard on your body. It's hard mentally. It is a grind to go through, Jay. You know that. And you do it because these coaches that you love and trust ask you to do it. And to have him turn his back on all those players and staff today just being selfish, I would be pissed in that locker. And as a fan, an alumni, and a former player, I'm mad too. I mean, I want them to succeed, and they're starting to play well right now. And I just, it's just bad. It's just a shame that it came to this.
Just a few minutes left. Tell us about our man, Jesse. How's he doing?
He's doing really good. So we got some good news today. He took a turn for the better. He's requiring less oxygen, and they're able to move him to a different area of the hospital where kind of seems like he's on the mend. So good news for him today. And I won't go into the whole thing. You guys probably know about it. My wife came up with this idea. He's been in the hospital for a week, and he doesn't really understand what's going on or COVID or anything. And he's just in a grumpy mood. He's just pissed off because he doesn't feel good. And we sent him a balloon and it made him smile. And my wife had this idea to put it out there on social media. Maybe people would send him balloons and kind of try to make him smile. And I tweeted it out. My brother retweeted it. It ended up on the news, for heaven's sakes. But the following that we have, and you guys have said it a million times, your audience, the people that are fans of your show, are amazing. So many balloons were sent to the hospital today, we broke the gift shop. They had to close down.
Oh,
they sold
awesome.
Out of balloons. They stopped selling them. And the nurses said, we can't have any more in the room. There's too many in here. So it made him smile. It helped him. The response was phenomenal. I can't thank everybody enough out there. Just super cool.
All right, have a good night. Thank you.
All right, love you guys. Go Cougs.
Love you, and love your great wife. By the way, Jesse is your cousin.
Brother-in-law.
With Down syndrome, and he got COVID.
And he's been in the hospital.
And he doesn't understand what's going on, and he's in there, and he can't get a lot of visitors either. So
no visitors. So yeah. We filled the room. I just love that they
That's
ran
awesome.
Out of balloons. They said, we can't have any more. So to everyone, it was like $4 to send a balloon. And to all the people that did it, it was really cool. You made a really, really special guy happy today.
All right, everybody have a wonderful night. Ducks Roundtable is coming up next. Good to have Big Sook back in the fold, and I think he'll be here again tomorrow.
That's the plan.
3-7 on the Fan. Good night.
Red Ships of Spain. Red Ships of Spain.
You are?
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.